Many of us will have Freeview accessed via our television sets or on smart devices. Now, if you are blind or partially sighted, Digital UK would like to hear from you. Now, it's all around an accessible programme guide, but to tell us more, we have Gavin Ellis. Tell us first of all, Gavin, just a little bit about Freeview itself.
So Freeview is the largest terrestrial television provider in the UK, up to 18 million homes. And we have a range of devices in the market, everything from the newer Freeview Play, smart TVs and set-top devices.
Now, we're looking at programme information here. Now, people will know about EPGs and electronic programme guides, but these haven't been accessible in the past. Is this something you're looking to change?
Yes. So we're working with all of our manufacturing partners to address the issues of accessibility. This is a complex issue, as our partners obviously work on a global development roadmap. So in parallel to this, we are developing an accessible TV guide, we're calling it, which is an accessible EPG that will be broadcast on the Freeview network.
It's going to be on a specific channel. We'll talk about that in a moment. But how would someone navigate that then?
The design of the accessible TV guide is based on the classic list-based EPG. So the user would tune to the relevant channel. They would then be presented with a high-contrast, magnified, list-based EPG. They would then be able to use the remote control, up, down, left, right, and OK button to navigate around, find the piece of content that they would like to watch, and then access that content. So as it will be broadcast on a channel, everyone will be able to use it that can access that channel on Freeview Play devices. Out of the box, the application will have speech turned on. So in essence, it will be a talking EPG, and the user would then be able to filter the different content types, such as subtitles, audio described, and signed. And then the programs that have that metadata attached will then be displayed.
There'll be audio there, so if you're blind, you can listen to it and navigate your way through. If you're partially sighted, can you change things like font size or colour contrasting?
Everything will be high contrast. The magnification of all the text elements is around 2 times normal magnification on normal representations of EPGs. So the application will have a broad use case.
Are you looking for feedback from people to help create the guide?
Yeah, so we're engaging with AbilityNet to help us run some user testing. And we're talking to the IB and also Action for Hearing Loss to maybe do some in-the-field testing in between development completion and launch.
We will tell people how they can get involved in this, but you also mentioned the channel number. Is that something that people can help with, or do you have a good suggestion for that already?
Yeah, so we're actually in consultation at the moment for the right channel number. There is actually a government policy for all television channels in the UK, which is something that Freeview runs alongside the actual network. We are thinking that 555 will be the best channel for this because the 5 button on most standard remote controls has a tactile indicator, a little dot or dash to the centre of the numbers on the remote control and then navigate around that. We've also got an alternative number if we cannot get the 555 number, which is 258, which basically is just a straight line down the middle of all the numbers. So we're consulting on both those numbers at the moment, and the consultation document is on our website, digitaluk.co.uk, and we are looking for feedback on which number would be the best for the user group.
Okay, so how long does the consultation run?
Consultation runs until the 8th of November.
Plenty of opportunity for people to get involved, Gavin. Is there a date you're hoping to get this all up and running? And when can we perhaps see this on our TVs or hear this on our TVs?
Yes, so our launch date is earmarked for June next year. We've got a little bit of more development to do, and obviously we've got quite a lot of testing to do, especially around the text-to-speech. What we want to do with that is to make sure that it's more human than other text-to-speech services have been before, and is always more contextual to where you are navigating. So the user will actually understand where they are, what time it is, the program is going to be shown, and there will always be a call to action to access the program.
Okay, just remind us once again, Gavin, if people want to take part, where do they get the info and where do they give feedback?
So the information is on our website, digitaluk.co.uk. And to give feedback is to send an email to consultation@digitaluk.co.uk.
It will be great to have something like that available on Freeview. But thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much.